I moved out here a few years ago from a very small island in the South Pacific, where basically everybody was brown, you know? Even our Asians. Yeah, we had like the most tan Chinese people you've ever seen. That being said, all white people kind of look the same at first. Calm down, that's not racist. I never said I had a problem with white people looking the same. I'll have you know, one of my best friends is a Caucasian. Some of the nicest people I know are white. Ellen DeGeneres, nice white lady, gives her things away for free. Although, it has become increasingly difficult for me to differentiate between white males between like the ages of 25 and 35-ish. You all had a meeting and decided to get the same beard and haircut, it looks like. I don't appreciate that because it gets really awkward for me, you know, when I get my mats mixed up with my brats, you know, and I have to do this whole thing in my head where I'm like, okay, remember, Brad is the one with the Apple Watch and Matt is the one with a Celtic tattoo. I don't know if you guys have heard the rumors, measles is back. Yeah. Don't you just love it when retro things come back into fashion? I'm just not sure all of us can pull it off, you know? Although I think this is an important time, I think it will help us sort of thin out the herd. You know, for the housing crisis in San Diego, anything helps at this point. And listen, nobody wants to have to make that call. But if I did, it'd probably go something like this. Hi, Summer Breeze Apartments? Mm-hmm. Yes, we're gonna go with a one-bedroom apartment instead. Yes, little Sophie didn't pull through the night, but at least we have a better chance of getting our deposit back. Yeah. That's what you get when you're too busy building a wall instead of building a vaccinated herd community. Hashtag throwing shade. But no, really, if anyone knows a good blend of like essential oils that helps with measles, please let me know after this. My friend Matt, he's using doTERRA's Courage blend right now. It sort of gives him the courage to not scratch while the disease takes over his body. But remember, he's an atheist, so send your thoughts. He doesn't give a shit about your prayers.